Hey there, amazing humans. It's your girl Nova Lane, back with another dose of Unfollowed Goodness. Today, we're diving into something super important. Learning to practice self-kindness and empathy. Ever feel like you're your own worst critic? Like that little voice in your head is constantly raining on your parade? Well, guess what? You're not alone. In this crazy digital world, it's easy to get caught up in comparison, expectations, and the relentless pursuit of perfection. But here's the thing. True happiness and fulfillment come from cultivating a relationship with yourself that's built on love, acceptance, and understanding, basically being your own best friend. So, how do we ditch the inner critic and unleash the awesomeness within? Buckle up, because I've got 5 game-changing takeaways to help you rewrite your relationship with yourself. Number 1. Embrace imperfection. Yes, you heard that right. Nobody's perfect, and striving for an impossible ideal only sets you up for disappointment. Remember that time you tried to bake a cake from scratch and it ended up looking like Mount Vesuvius? We've all been there. Embrace those moments as learning experiences and celebrate the small victories along the way. It's about progress, not perfection, people. Number 2. Practice mindful self-talk. Ever notice how your inner voice can be a real jerk sometimes? Well, it's time to put a stop to that negative chatter. When those critical thoughts creep in, try replacing them with positive affirmations or gentle reminders of your strengths and accomplishments. Treat yourself the way you would treat a dear friend with kindness, compassion, and understanding. Remember, words have power, so choose them wisely. Number 3. Prioritize self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are definitely awesome. Self-care is about nourishing your mind, body, and soul in ways that make you feel truly happy and fulfilled. It could be anything from taking a walk in nature to reading a good book to spending time with loved ones. Make it a priority because you deserve to feel good. Number 4. Set boundaries. You know those people who constantly drain your energy? The ones who always seem to need something. It's okay to set healthy boundaries and protect your emotional well-being. Learn to say no gracefully, prioritize your own needs, and surround yourself with people who uplift and support you. Remember, you're not responsible for everyone else's happiness, start with yours. Number 5. Practice gratitude. This one is a game changer, trust me. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small they may seem. A warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, a heartfelt conversation with a friend, or simply the feeling of sunshine on your skin, these little moments add up. Cultivating gratitude shifts your focus from what you lack to what you already have, and that can make all the difference in your overall well-being. Okay, let's talk about this real-world scenario. Imagine you're getting ready for a big presentation at work. You've put in the hours, you know your stuff, but those butterflies are fluttering around like crazy. That inner critic starts chirping away, "What if I mess up? What if they think I'm not good enough?" Now here's where self-kindness and empathy come into play. Instead of letting that negativity take over, try a little pep talk. Hey, you've got this, you're prepared, you're capable, and even if things don't go perfectly, it's okay, just focus on delivering your best. See the difference? By being kind and understanding towards yourself, you can silence that inner critic and step into the room with confidence. So remember, beautiful people, cultivating self-kindness and empathy is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and a whole lot of practice. But trust me, it's worth it. By treating yourself with love and compassion, you unlock your full potential, radiate positivity, and create a life that truly reflects your inner awesomeness. Remember, you are worthy of love, happiness, and success. Go out there and make it happen. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of self-love. Let's spread the kindness and inspire each other to live our best lives. Until next time, stay fabulous.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.